The current supply drawdowns that you're seeing on, you know, global commodity warehouses, I think is responsible for the very, very recent price escalations you're seeing in copper. Those fabricators who have to have copper are obviously a little more concerned about supply than they are price, particularly while prices are cheap. My only nervousness personally around the copper price is that we're now 10 years into a global economic expansion. And while I'm not an economist, I'm certainly concerned that, at least in my lifetime, 10 years is an expansion that's very long of tooth. And my suspicion with this expansion is that it has been driven more by extraordinarily low interest rates than it has been by any economic fundamentals. So I have some concerns in the back of my mind about a slowdown in demand, creating continued weakness in copper. There is no doubt that today's copper price is lower than the incentive price needed to materially increase supply. I don't think that you see funded supply additions below much, much below $3.50 a pound U.S. So certainly in the absence of a supply slowdown in the near term, you would see higher and perhaps dramatically higher copper prices. It interests and amuses me that the narrative around copper is increasingly around electric vehicles, which could themselves be a relatively important source of demand, but a much more important source of demand, and certainly a much more certain source of demand, is increasing urbanization around the world. Increased housing, even marginally increased housing, uses a tremendous amount of copper. And we have about 1 billion people worldwide who aren't connected to electric power. Connecting them, that is, the transmission facilities require copper, but once you connect them, the domestic demand for copper among those people is tremendous. So while I think that the electric vehicle is useful and certainly sexy, what people need to look at in terms of copper demand is simply population growth on a global basis and the growing urbanization of people around the world. Demand for all industrial materials is particularly driven by the bottom quarter economically of humanity. When the poorest of the poor get increased purchasing power, which they have been doing on a dramatic basis over the last 30 years, the stuff that improves their quality of life is commodity intensive. If you and I get more purchasing power, we go on a better vacation, or we buy some technology, we consume services, not particularly commodity intensive. But when poor people get more spending ability, what they spend on is increasing the calorie count for their family and improving their sense of material well-being, particularly electrification, which obviously spurs copper demand. I believe the most dangerous government is the one closest to you. So I'm less concerned about jurisdictions than some of my competitors are. The truth is, as an example, the worst jurisdiction I know in the world, Congo, has made me a ton of money. Allegedly the best jurisdiction in the world, the United States, has delivered my largest politically related loss, which happened here in California. And I'm frankly scared to death about BC with a socialist government supported by the Greens. So on the topic of political risk, I'm not ambivalent about the topic. I would just suggest to people that they be very cautious about the jurisdictions that they think are good. With regards to China, the Chinese have stated publicly that controlling sufficient production capability in industrial materials and also sufficient inventories of industrial materials is a national priority. And the consequence of that is that credit products are available both to Chinese mining companies like Zijin, as an example, but also to individuals and smaller companies who have access to credit to warehouse and store various forms of industrial materials, the most liquid of which is, of course, copper. And so the Chinese government indirectly subsidizes the speculation in and investment in copper inventories, and I think that'll continue. This is not some sort of inside special information you're getting from Sprott. This is stated policy of the Chinese government.